Good afternoon. It's just gone 12 o'clock. Welcome to the MoneyWeb at Midday Show with myself, Dumisang Dlovu. Again today, this show is brought to you by Chartered Accountants of South Africa, leaders in business. Today, we'll look at developments on the market as usual, the only difference being ahead of the 2018 budget speech in Parliament in a few hours. Senior Portfolio Manager at Ashburton Investments, Wayne McCurry, will talk to us about all that. We will also go through Bidcorp's first half results with the company's Chief Executive, Bernard Benson. But first, take a listen to what newly sworn-in President Cyril Ramaphosa has had to say to allay fears that Finance Minister Malusi Gigaba will indeed be delivering his maiden budget speech in the National Assembly later today amid continued talk of an alleged cabinet reshuffle since the resignation of Jacob Zuma, whose almost nine-year tenure was marred by state capture allegations linking Gigaba to some extent and other ministers.
A number of speakers commented favorably on our decision to institute a review of the configuration, the number and the size of national government departments. And I'm glad that a number of people have reflected on this. These changes will obviously only happen when we have gone through the review process, when we have gathered the evidence that we need to gather. So changes of this nature need to be well considered. They should be based on evidence, and in the end, they should not be made in haste. I know that a number of members of this House want them to happen yesterday. They are not going to happen yesterday. They will be given proper consideration. This review, which we expect to take a number of months, will be based on a thorough analysis of the suitability and the cost of the existing configuration. It will involve broad consultation. It will involve broad consultation so that the views of a broad range of stakeholders are considered, so that South Africans understand the full rationale for the decisions that we are ultimately going to take in this regard. I've also noted during the course of the debate several comments that have been made about a number of members of the executive. As this matter has been raised repeatedly here, on the matter of the composition of the cabinet, an announcement will be made by the president at the appropriate time. So don't go ahead of yourself. And I can assure you, when it is addressed, it will be addressed very carefully without any noisy interventions.
There you have it. That was President Cyril Ramaphosa allaying fears of a cabinet reshuffle expected soon. Stay tuned. After the break, we get into Bidcorp's first half results. MoneyWeb has a unique opportunity for financial advisors through our Click & Advisor offering. Advisors can interact with a growing investor-based audience and attract new clients. Get everything you need to know by joining our free webinar on February the 27th at 11 a.m. Go to www.moneyweb.co.za to secure your spot. In our top story segment, Bidcorp released its first half results today. That's with headline earnings per share having risen 8.6%, interim cash dividend of 280.0 cents per share up 12.0%, and net revenue growth of 7.7%. Bidcorp Chief Executive Bernard Benson joins us on the line. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Bernard, talk us through these figures. What exactly do they mean for Bidcorp?
Well, I think it's a continuation of the journey that we set out on 2 years ago, and before that, obviously as part of the Bidvest Group. We're very pleased with what we've delivered again. We've stated what our strategy is. We've delivered upon the strategy of continued growth, continued revenue growth across a broad geography. We operate on a global basis on five continents, in many countries. And when you read through the results, you can see that we've performed very, very well in almost all our businesses. There's probably one segment that's a little bit below what our historical expectations were, which was Australasia, where we had 20 years of very solid growth. And we've had to take a little bit of a pause there as we invest in infrastructure and base in order to sustain, I guess, the next phase of growth that will come out of that geography. But having said that, they were still up, just not at the levels that they have been for the last many, many years. So we're very, very satisfied with these results. In a world that's got relatively low growth, relatively benign inflation, food inflation, and we're very positive and optimistic about the future of our business and our strategy that we continue to execute upon.
Let's talk about the outlook going forward. What is Bidcorp expecting?
From a South African point of view, our South African operations are less than 10% of our total exposure. So we truly are a global business. From a South African perspective, our guys have performed very, very well under difficult circumstances and over the past few years have delivered double-digit growth, notwithstanding the tough economic situation. We take some heart from the fact that there is more optimism out there now, and hopefully that will translate into better consumer sentiment and economic growth. When you look around the world, and obviously there are many different countries with many different problems, the world does seem to be in a period of synchronized growth, as they call it, but relatively low growth. And you can see from our European business that European growth has finally started to happen. The UK the economy is still growing, although they've got their challenges of how they manage Brexit and the political impact of that. But generally, we remain as optimistic as we were about our prospects in the world and where the world is at the moment.
Having touched on the global playing field that Bidcorp plays in, innovation rolling out via bespoke e-commerce platforms is mentioned in your results. Talk us through that one.
Well, we understand that technology has an important role to play in the future. We're not totally convinced that technology is the only lever of growth, but it's obviously important and we can't be complacent. And we've invested a lot of time and money over many, many, many years of enhancing our technological capability. And certain of our businesses, our digital interaction with our customers is up to 80 or 90%. And in this day and age, there's a whole lot of opportunities that come out of that. We're a very high transactional volume business. We've got a huge amount of data that we're starting to intelligently mine and see what we can do from an AI point of view of predictive technology, understanding where we could possibly sell more, where you can sell different things, determining trends, etc., and basically using technology to leverage the business. And we believe that the best place for that to happen is internally. And we've basically got an incubator of technology where we do it in-house. It's absolutely bespoke to our business. It suits our business needs. We've got input from people around the world at different levels of market development. And the outcome of it is a hugely cost-effective, totally fit-for-purpose technological solution that we roll out to our businesses across the world.
Thank you so much for your time. Bidcorp Chief Executive Bernard Benson talking to us about the company's first half results. Eight minutes past 12, and we turn our focus now to developments on the market. The oil shares down in the red, so are resources and gold, while industrials and the top 40 are up in the green. The rand trading at 11.74 to the dollar, 16.37 to the pound, 14.46 to the euro. Gold at $1,328.77 an ounce, platinum $995.97, and Brent crude oil at $64.66 a barrel. Senior portfolio manager at Ashburton Investments, Wayne McCurry, joins us on the line for the segment. Good afternoon, Wayne.
Hello.
Talk us through market developments so far today ahead of that 2018 budget speech.
Well, that's what we're all waiting for. The rand's gone a little bit weaker. The market and market participants are sitting back and waiting to see, because it's going to be a big occasion. And we have to see after 2 o'clock or maybe at 3 o'clock or maybe at 4 o'clock when the big announcements are actually made as to what the outcome is, and it will move the market, because it is genuinely going to be big. I mean, this is one of the biggest economic events since 1994.
Talk us through what can be expected in that budget, Wayne.
Well, simplistically, things are so bad, it's good. In other words, the government situation and the SOE situations are so desperate and so bad that decisive steps and action has got to be taken, and that will be perceived as good by the market. So the money's got to come from somewhere. It's just a question of, does it come from a tax, or does it come from selling something? More than likely, it'll be a combination of both. But we are going to find out and understand it virtually doesn't matter who delivers the budget.
Right.
This is a new state president's budget. He has had a very, very big hand in compiling the major issues, not the detail. He doesn't have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
But there'll be one or two or three big policy statements in the budget. Either we're going to sell the assets, or we're going to introduce higher VAT, or we're going to introduce a wealth tax, or we're going to do whatever. So there'll be the three or four big policy statements which will be directly from the state president.
There's been drama.
And his,
right?
And his new team.
Mm.
Yeah.
There's been quite a bit of drama around the presidency, the National Treasury, and we saw headlines today saying that there is a court challenge against Malusi Gigaba, the finance minister, ahead
yes.
of him tabling that budget. And yesterday we saw that the newly sworn-in president, Cyril Ramaphosa, affirming that it will be Minister Gigaba delivering this budget. There are challenges, but the National Treasury also faces challenges, including a budget deficit. Talk to us about what exactly is facing the National Treasury, irrespective of whether the minister stays or goes.
And look, it doesn't matter. I think there will be a change in the minister when the cabinet reshuffling is done. I think that that will, in fact, happen. But that doesn't matter, as you said.
Mm.
The basic problem is they've got no more money. So they've got a 50 billion rand revenue shortfall without having to find the extra 10 billion rand for free education.
You're right.
And without having to put another 20 or 30 billion into Eskom, and without having to put another 8 billion into SAA, and without having to put another 4 or 5 billion into Denel, and without having to put another 8 billion into Transnet, and another 15 billion into Petro SA.
Mm.
So you add it all up and put it in a pot and stir it, you come to 100 billion rand they've got to scratch up from somewhere.
Hmm.
And that's a lot of money.
Rating agencies, what are they expecting to hear?
Well, they want to hear the good news, the same as what we want to hear the good news. And the good news is effectively saying we are not going to have a runaway debt level, and these problems that we've got now, which is primarily SOEs, because the revenue shortfall, you know, the economy will pick up this year and we'll do better. So that's not a structural issue. These SOEs and the funding of the SOEs is in fact a structural issue. So they'll want to hear, are we selling part of Eskom? What are we going to do with SAA, et cetera, et cetera? But understand, very similar to Sona, we are going to get good news there today.
Mm.
It's going to be good news even though it's bad.
Right.
Because they're going to tax everyone and take money out of the economy because they're in such trouble. But it'll be good news in that drastic action is necessary, and I think drastic action will be taken, and that will be perceived very well by all of us and the rating agencies. And I think we dodge the bullet of full junk status.
Lastly, Wayne, to what extent should the budget stoke some sort of confidence, the same as what we saw with the Sona delivered by Cyril Ramaphosa as opposed to Jacob Zuma?
Yeah. No, it's all going to be, we're all going to have that warm, fuzzy feeling after the budget, same as we did after Sona. It's going to be good news. We're going to feel good. This is the new South Africa. We're not quite starting over from scratch, but we're not that far from there either. But look, it will be good news. I don't think anyone's going to panic. As long as you are prepared, somewhere, somehow, you're going to pay more tax, almost irrespective of who you are. You just hope it's not too much extra tax, and that part of the rebalancing is going to come about from asset sales.
Thank you so much for your input. Senior Portfolio Manager at Ashburton Investments, Wayne McCurry, talking to us about developments on the market ahead of the 2018 budget speech to be delivered in Parliament later today. Remember, this show is brought to you by Chartered Accountants of South Africa, leaders in business.
Numerology studies tell us that numbers have symbolic meaning. Number 8 stands for success, 4 is stability, and 3 represents advantage. These qualities, over and above trust, ethics, and leadership, are embraced by CASA, the leading accounting, auditing, and tax business designation underpinned by ethical standards, delivering responsible business leadership to take your business to number 1. Because business is more than just numbers. CASA, leaders in business.
Thank you so much for joining us. Tune in to the MoneyWeb at Midday Show again tomorrow for the latest business news and market wrap. Also catch MoneyWeb radio content on pre- and post-budget commentary on the SAFM market update just before 2 p.m. and again at 6 p.m. this evening, as well as on the RSGE Geld Sake Show. You can also log on to the MoneyWeb website for more.